Oh, look, it's 8 o'clock. Good Lord, 7 o'clock. 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, are you in disagreement with this? Call me, 800-866-8883. Don't be afraid. I'm having a nice talk with a gentleman, and it's simple, but I'm trying to get to a point. Nothing deep yet, but it can be deep. We're going to... He's called me about something serious. He has two entities, but I want to get back to that. We've got away from it. Okay, call my office, but this weekend, you can call my office, 800-877-3227, but you get an answering service, which are very good, and they will help you. Thank you.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, it's very different to call out people to into serious discussion, fruitful, because there's something in every person that likes the way they are. They like their drugs, their alcohol, and their preachers and rabbis. There's no difference. They're all pushers. See? And you're pushovers. So why are you not an ISIS person or a Christian? Or why is it that your Christians have got cancer? Where is the cure? Is Jesus cure? And why didn't the apostles, where they failed, you know, a time or two, he could have walked on the water, then he lost his faith. O ye of little faith. What is faith? It's it when he was gone. Then they were able to do things. Very similar to Jesus, or not so sophisticated perhaps. But he asked you to be perfect and become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And that's the subject tonight. You cannot be perfect by listening to a preacher or rabbi. Unless he's a very special one. But you don't have to come to church every week. Although, when I come to my church, you can see me on Sunday morning. Not many people come, but most people listen. And new people are coming and going. And it is amazing that the people that could help don't listen to me that much more anymore. They like it. They listen every now and then. But they are so grateful that their lives have been saved and they found grace and salvation. That they never mind whether they listen to me, they send money every month. There's not enough of them, so I can grow. It's okay, because Jesus only had one in ten that ever said thank you. And so it's okay. There's no... It has to come from you. It has to come from you. And only because your graciousness can let that money go, just like an apple tree can let the apple go. And it wouldn't be an apple tree if it doesn't give apples. Its giving is its existence. Much the same way. But if you give your money to your kids to spoil them, or if you give your money to people who intimidate you, see, because you're afraid, then you're badly wanting. See. So I have a caller on the line, and we have 1 minute before the break. And I'm asking you, well, I'm going to talk to my friend here, because he's not quite online with this yet. But I see, sense something good in him, and he's not deep yet. And but as many people call me a very profound as they discover these things. But I'm just talking with him because he says he has two entities, and if that's the case, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he thinks he does, but he does have something that speaks through him as if it was him talking. And he's got that far. I wonder if you when you speak and you do things, you think it's you doing it. Until you're redeemed, until you see, you cannot be redeemed, until you see that you're not you. You know how many times I've told you about my hypnosis experiences? That I beg you, please, please do this. It bothers and support my program. It's very important too. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I'll do that again later. But I have up on Google, you Google Roy Masters hypnosis demonstration, and then you will come away in a way that you is almost unbelievable to see a person. I say, I'm going to make you the volunteer who comes up. I will tell him to change his shoes around, and he will make excuses, and he won't know it's me, even though he admits he's heard me say it to him. You have to watch it, because that's you. You have an invisible force that exists inside you and the other person who's put that in you, doing unto others what was done to him or her. Okay, and you do not recognize it. It could be your father. Yeah, but you just become like your father. But you don't see all the things that have gone wrong is coming through your father, but it isn't your father. It was coming through the generations. All the fathers were just like that. They're either weak and impaled, imprinted, or they're strong and imprinted, angry. The woman gets the woman, the spirit of the woman, Eve, gets them every time. And a whole breath, all the world breaks loose. Okay.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yeah, this day we remember the rock, the boulder that moved to the side and revealed an empty space. And Jesus comes out and says, don't touch me. It's not finished yet. But you see him. That is the difference between the Muslim world, the ISIS world. They got everything upside down. I know how you can fight these people. If anybody wants to know, I can show you how you can stop the war. It's easy as pie. I hate to say it, so simple. So if you want to have an answer to that, if you have to have courage. I have courage. I say what I want, and I wait for whatever comes to me. And if whatever it is, it is. Because I don't want to die in my bed. If I'm going to die, I want to die for what's right in my heart. Not this for the country, but this country is compatible with me. But maybe the people are not so. I don't think Christians like me. I'm not sure Jewish people like me. See, I'm not sure that anybody who's in religion like me, because all they get is a bunch of nonsense. It's not nonsense in the sense, but it doesn't make sense, because in order for you to understand your problem, you have to see those who are emboldening you. You know what I mean by emboldening you? You have a love-hate relationship with that person. So when you go to church and the pastor stands out and shakes hands with you, he gives you a nice feeling. That's what you go to church for. You're like a bloody drunk. You don't need to go to church if you're whole. You can go to church for social things and to share with what you know and to radiate. To the point where the pastor and you become so adept at helping people not to need him, he'll throw you out. That's exactly right. You don't belong in a church when you're whole. You threaten the preacher. You threaten the people who are caught up in the illusion that they're Christians, which preserves their ugliness. And I said in the beginning of the program, you know why we have evil? Well, I didn't say that. It's because in a Christian nation, if you're a fake, if you just go to church on Sunday and become a bugger on a Monday, that's not what it is it? It should have changed your character. It would change everything about you. And you would recover all your health, as I did. But he was experimenting on me. Here I am, written a book, How Your Mind Can Keep You. Well, I'm sick. And I'm in hospital all the time. But I grew new capillaries. I grew a new heart. I want to know now, why did I grow a new heart? Why did this? Why did that? I survive everything. Survive everything. Cool. Calm. Why am I different to other people? What's protecting me? What's helping me to write the story? I don't know what's happening next. I don't have any next on my mind. I see it, but I don't think about things. I'm free. I just have to wait for the next thing to happen to my freedom. And I know it when it comes. I know how to deal with it. I know how to stop it in its tracks. You win when you don't lose your cool, to put it in slang. You win every time when you don't lose your cool. Clarity remains stronger, burning your adversary. Now, if you want me to talk to you on this particular enemy of ISIS, that's easy. We can win the war just by words. If the FBI would like to call me, I would be happy to share it with them. But they probably already know it. But they don't dare to say it. See, I understand post-traumatic stress disorder. I know how to cure that, to cure our soldiers. But your president doesn't see fit to let me do it, even though the generals love me. The 3- and 4-star generals all like me. They do it themselves. They use the meditation themselves. And even one of the, what they call a preacher that's in the army, in the military, what do they call it? Chaplain. Yes, the chief chaplains, the one that retired and the one that took his place. He wrote the foreword in one of my books. It's beautiful. He's a Baptist. That's it. You wouldn't think that. They're pretty rigid, aren't they? You know, he has to be honest with soldiers on the front. And as a result of mine, I can assume that it used to be 24 soldiers die every day, which it was. And I've sent out about 600,000 downloads and 100,000 CDs. And just nipped a little piece of all that's going wrong and going wrong. Now, it's 22. If I was able to get to the VA, they would all get better. And they wouldn't have to die. But, you know, nothing's changed over there at the VA hospitals anyway. And it's because you're stupid enough to have elected this man. And you don't you're not saying anything. And the longer you give in, the more you give in, the worse everything gets. The more you let things go, because you don't know what to do, because the people don't stand up. The people enslave themselves by not speaking up. All you have to do is nothing. Don't give them anything. Don't give the people themselves. See, all you have to do is not pay your taxes. Not give what he wants. Don't give him anything, because that's what's keeping him alive. Your loyalty to a lying freak. A person who says this country is not a Christian country. How could you put up with that? Nothing. You go along and pretend you didn't hear it. That's cowardice. I say to you, it is not the tyrant that has the power, but the people give it to him. It's not so that if you have a bully, he doesn't have the power over you until you give it to him. But if you stand your ground, whether it's a woman or a man or any butcher, baker, candlestick maker, if you stand your ground, but you can't till you find God. You can't stand your ground because they test you. In your private life, somebody will test you. And the reason why he tests you by intimidating you and pushing on you and calling you all kinds of names and insinuating. He wants to see if you react. Anybody who reacts is his or hers. When you don't react, he can't feed you. You're not feeding yourself to that person. And so therefore, it's the people themselves, the whole mass of America, that gives up to that bastard in the White House. He may very well have been a bastard. And probably a homosexual. And probably a few people, you know, put aside in the grave so you don't know about that, because I can see where he's coming from. And is he going to do something to me? Possibly. I'm not afraid. This is America. Free speech. He's got free speech. He says, this is not America. This country is not Christian. I say it is, but you're not Christian enough. That's what I agree with him to some point. I want you to be a real Christian. Don't you get me right? I'm a Jewish man, born Jewish, but I have a different rabbi. And he's my rabbi, but he's inside me. Why is it inside me? Well, sun shines everywhere. There's a sun shining in everybody and giving us intuition. It's intuition. Do you know what intuition is? It's tuition from within that counters the tuition, the spoken word of authority. You have to conquer that, and you cannot. You can struggle all you want, but you cannot, and you pass it on to your frustration onto the next generation. Nothing will go right. All the good things become bad. And you die, having never lived. This is Good Friday. I hope it's good enough for Good Friday. You wait for Sunday. Now we go back to Ken. Ken, we need to come to your problem without sort of just playing with each other here.
Okay.
So...
It's my problem.
You need to give me, when you say you have entities, you're saying that your mouth speaks and you know it's not you. You've got that far, right?
Yes.
And you want to say it yourself so I can hear you say it, so it was a little different to what, you know, what I said.
It may not happen as I'm talking to you.
Yes.
It simply makes light of, makes fun of it. It's like a comment. I'm just thinking, and it comes out loud, and I just take notice of it.
Well, my voice, I speak to you. I don't know what you're going to say. I don't plan about what her response. I'm intuitive, and I'm Johnny on the spot. I'm just listening to you speak, and when my intuition catches something in your voice, I haven't caught anything yet, except jabber.
Right.
And so you haven't given me anything, although I've been talking to you because there's nobody else calling on Friday night, Good Friday. So I just have a little chat because you're a decent person, and I give you every chance I have because there's no more calling. I have a lot to say to people, as you can see.
Yes, and I'd like to carry you, or I would like you to carry on with your book. I enjoy listening to you.
Well, I just want to see, you know, what these two entities are. You've said I've got two.
So, I think so. Yeah.
Well,
in my mind, I get these, you know, I'll be at work. Like, when I was working, I was a chef and I was cooking, and for some reason, an image of my of me tossing my daughter into the fryer.
Oh, that's like very common. Yeah, you're talking to everybody that ever lived. That's it. Nothing unusual. Nothing unusual in your sinful state. See, so
I just stopped struggling. You know, that I don't.
Oh, struggle. Well, then you've been listening to you've been meditating. Correct?
Yes. Yeah, so
that's how you discover it.
So
now, that's the way you deal with it.
Because I need understanding to know what I'm up against.
No. But I'll tell you right now, to make it simple. We're not going to go all the way because it's too much for you. But what you've been doing is correct. When that idea comes to you, it isn't yours. That is like post-traumatic stress disorder. That's what the post-traumatic stress disorder soldiers get when they come from the war. The evil that they see, they're too civilized to deal with it. Okay, we'll be right back. Probably lose my thoughts anyway. All right, but I'm going to let you go now, Ken, but what you said, let me tell you this. What you have just said is sufficient for now. I don't want to take you any further than this. What you're doing when that thought comes to your mind, know that is not yours. That is the entity talking to you and has been living through you for many years. God knows how many. When it was smaller, but now it's getting bigger. You got bigger because you struggle with it. When you struggle with it, it's like being upset with a person. It's inside you. And it wants you to be upset with you, so it gets inside you more. So you could, a man can see an image of a woman, have sex with that woman in his head, and it's three-dimensional. As he gets into the woman in the head, the dark side that's playing the role of the woman, masquerading as a female, gets into the person who got into the woman in his head. You've got to be very careful what's going on here. So, but as I talk to men these days, they're having sex with a fantasy, a phantom. They die quicker. It's dangerous because when it gets into you in your head and there's no woman there, and you get off with it, if you know what I mean, you get relief from it, that sexual experience. You do not know at that moment that something got deeper into you and made you want more of the same until you die. And then, but the point is, it gets inside the person so bad he wants to kill the woman. And he wants to kill, the reason why he doesn't want to mess with the women is because he might kill them. So he has a woman in the head, but that's going to kill him. It's called pornography. Lots of people buried in the desert somewhere from that. A lot of people commit suicide from those thoughts. And I think there was I'm so ugly. And something says, kill your daughter or kill your wife, and it talks like that. That's post-traumatic stress disorder. That's the same thing is happening. But it's not as bad as the soldiers get because they're under fire, and they see, and the enemy understands this to civilized men or semi-civilized men who are doing the right thing, fighting for their country. But they understand to do the most wicked things, the ludicrous things, and cutting off people's heads and splitting women's abdomen over and pulling the fetus out. And they see all these things and a shock. puts the nature of the enemy into them, and they go home with it. And then there comes the then it comes the tricky part, where the conditioning part. So you hear a bus going off, the veteran hears a bus go bang, and that bang immediately brings them back the situation. Immediately the family house disappears, and he's got his gun on the family, on the kids. And all of a sudden he wakes up to a little bit, he sees it, and this dark side says, if you don't kill yourself, you'll kill your family. And so there he believes that and kills himself. That's how dangerous it gets. You don't want to mess with this. You can't play with this one. But the only thing you need to do, and you need to meditate for the power to do it, because you cannot do it for yourself. You need to sit quietly, knowing of yourself you could do nothing. That's why the 7-minute meditation is beautiful. It doesn't give you anything to do except be still. And that way you know God, and you'll know him. And you'll see magical things happening around you. Everything gets easy. No one can mess with you. Your thoughts come under your control. And right now, all you need to do is look at those thoughts and know that it's thoughts. It's thinking through you. It's been acting through you all your life. Almost from the day you've been born. Almost. The communists always say, if you catch a person before he's 7 years old, you own him for life. That isn't true exactly. Isn't true, but is basically true, but not completely true. It all depends on who they meet and who they know and how they know it. Okay, gotta go. Just remember that, my dear friend. Just watch it and know that it's not you. And then if you have any fears, it's not your fears. It's the fear of being found out by the creature that lives inside you, because it only has to be looked at with an inner light that will dissolve it and drive it back to where it came, worse off. You got it, Ken? Gone. Oh, he's gone already. Any more questions? Good Friday. Well, I want to continue something. I'm going to do some reading tonight. And what time is it? How much? We've got one more minute? There are 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to consider that Jesus and the apostles went around without any money, and they were taken care of. And there was a person who carried the money. And if he got a little critical, Jesus could take a gold coin out of a fish's mouth, so he can do almost anything. But he had to live like an ordinary man. I get it. See, he can change water into wine. All I can do is change wine into water. That's the best I can do right now. I don't drink wine. So therefore, but the point is, I have something, and he has me. I don't do any preparation. I come on the radio and see what happens. It's real. I'm really bad. I'm really good. But I feel uncomfortable. I wish more people would call 800-866-8883. But you're scared of me. But it isn't you scared of me. It's scared of me. Because you've been to church all these years. You've been drinking so long. You've been feeling so good. But there comes a point where it doesn't work anymore. Your church doesn't save you, and the drugs don't save you. But they do save you for a little while. They make you feel better. They save you from being saved. Don't you see you're saving you for being saved? So as a person that goes to church every week and gets all the kids to go, through pressure, turns the kids into copycats, appeasers, or you get some of them that say, that's Christianity, I want nothing to do with it, and therefore you got all the broken kids. They become violent. They go to drugs. Family's broken. And the family doesn't understand how they lost their own kids. So there it is. Yes, I know how I lose a few. But I'm still long and old enough to fix if it when they're ready, but I've got to set them free. I have to set my kids free. And if they got, I'm there for them all the time. But they have to come. But see, the bodies, they have to experience all these things. It's not, you understand that salvation is not from blood. It isn't. I could take an Aborigine to help him become a Christian quicker than you, who think you are. I want to talk to you about. I only have a little. Oh, it's a. This is the commercial, isn't it? 10 minutes, just 7 minutes. How many breaks? How much break am I? I mean, 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes. Okay. So let me just talk to you about the foundation needs. We are an organization that catches and releases, meaning you don't have to come to church. It's nice for people to come every Sunday and get together. But mostly they come, the people that come, have very, very deep problems and are more unusual than most. But they appreciate the most. So I have time with them. I can father them, in a manner of speaking. I can help them to see. And after a while, they don't need to come. But many people, I've got about 400 or 500 people that alternatively come, so you only see about 20-30 when you watch those Sunday morning conversations, which is not as good as the skills of photography are not the best, but we do the best, so you could, we try our best, and we don't have any skillful people doing this work, but we do our best, and mostly, you know, it's listening to me and getting your friends to listen. So what we do need donations, because it's a tremendous amount of money that's at work. You see, I've got 90 stations plus the ones I'm paying for. The other 90 is a gift, basically, but I have to maintain it. See, there's no advertisers on it, so the stations may like having me on, and in different times, not every night, but often, many take it. I don't know how. I haven't questioned it. But we have to maintain those stations, however they use this program. And so you may hear a commercial, but this is a non-profit organization. I didn't buy the time. It's a gift. But the machinery to feed those 90 stations plus the others that I've had for 40-50 years is necessary for to sustain with engineers and everything, all the things that goes with business. And this is the difficult time of the year, so could you make it possible on this Good Friday to drop a check in the mail, post office box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Could you keep it going? There's a small amount, and there's a way you can go. I always get it mixed up, but you can actually make, you know, electronic payment or auto debit. Always forget it, because it's an awkward name, auto debit. It doesn't strike right in me, but you get used to it, I suppose. Auto debit. It means, you know what it means. I don't have to explain it to you. Then you can forget it. But your life will get brighter. It will. Just that. It's graciousness. Thank you very much. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97523.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, since this is Good Friday and we don't expect many people to call, I've got something I want to read. I've done enough ad-libbing, but I want to, I sat down and wrote 9 pages, five or six years ago. I want to read it to you. Why School Killings. Now, it has everything to do. I'll see if I get through with it without ad-libbing. In an attempt to fathom the epidemic of executable-style school shootings, murderers and murders, panels of experts assemble, representing nothing more than preponderance of useful idiots. Covertly part of every problem they are faking to resolve. Socialist infiltration at the university level has succeeded in graduating several generations of authorities, teachers, doctors, butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers, and psychiatrists, and all the rest of it, lawyers, all programmed to turn the Constitution on its head, to make a communist who thinks he's American. That's what it is. That's the ones that oppose everything that's good here. And there's huge amounts of them. Probably half the nation is like that. And that's why we have so much difficulty, so much conflict. You're all programmed. You're all programmed, if you like Obama. You're all programmed, you stupid idiot. You're not thinking for yourself. You're subject. I said I wasn't ad-lib, but here I am again. You're afraid to face the fact that you've been demoralized. And you're just a useful idiot. Okay? But listen to me. And if you have the courage, if you're a lawyer, butcher, baker, candlestick, may you call me up and you tell me where I'm wrong. About you, because you're not. There's lots of viewers out there. You're just typecast. That's all you are. You're going to go all going to say the same way because you're typecast. You're not a real person. A typecast is not a real person, except when he's a real person playing in movies. But he's still not a real person because he's playing. Because you won't find hardly people like that. Okay, so now, so we have these psychiatrists and lawyers programmed to turn the Constitution on its head and make students sick. Armies of experts continue demoralizing and dragging children into educational submission, all nice and legal. Well-meaning or not, realize it or not, such expert answers cause bigger problems destined to be solved by the evolution of political intellectualism. In other words, the cure is worse than the disease. You're dependent upon the person to cure you. He'll also give you a solution that makes you feel better but makes you get worse. Such authorities are not free. Unknowingly under a spell, like so many well-meaning people themselves, struggling with problems, unwittingly projecting into their children. In confounded desperation, they hand over their unmanageable learning-impaired children into compromised schools, psychiatrists and psychologists and teachers who use behavioral modification drugs, Ritalin and Prozac, to reinforce the induced illogical logic. And the kids know it, but they're broken. And pretty soon some rebel and can't learn, and some do learn. They're communists. As simple as that. Lawyers, doctors, butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers. It doesn't matter where you get your... where you get, you can rebel. I'm going to go into that. I'll just keep reading. So do not consult these people. Don't look for it. Don't look for the answers in the world. Be still and know. Look, see within it comes. Listen to what I'm saying. You have intuition. And the intuition is injured by being born into the culture that is not spiritual. Yes, it's spiritual because the laws are on the books. And the Constitution is the best. It keeps us good people safe from the bad ones. But you see how important it is to destroy the Constitution so madness and evil can exist. That's what's happening, is what your president is doing. And you're doing nothing because you're frozen. You're a cowardly lot. I'm sorry to say. Not all of you, of course. And you know who you are. So don't get mad at me. If you get mad at me, then you know who you are. So don't consult these people. They're not awake, but they're living sheep asleep, unaware of being unaware. They don't know themselves. They're strangely not willing to know who they are, living, that they're living other people's lives. In other words, the average person lives other people's lives. But the person who has done it to you is living somebody else's lives. And that can be very dangerous because it's exponential, meaning you see how quickly it's been spread over the few generations. We're not the same country anymore. Not the same. Drugs, alcohol, galore, we've lost our values. And the more we lose our values, the lose our God. We lose the semblance of power against... You see, all you got is one man there. All you have to do is not give him anything. Not give him. When you see you don't give him anything, otherwise you give him something, he'll eat you. He'll pay for those who will support him with your money. And that happens to be welfare. So God knows half the country is on welfare, and you're paying for that for them to turn against you and turn you as... you taxpayers into slaves of those who are entitled. That's what's happening. That was established, and you're just going along with it. But I want to tell you, if you have it within you, that's what you do. You see me, I speak freely on the radio. I don't care what's going to happen. I can say, I can show the FBI how to defeat ISIS in one day. 2 days it would take. All you have to do is get it through to them. Post-traumatic stress feedback. I know how it's done. And if you hear me saying it, you'll say, my God, why did I think of that? It's obvious. But it's painful. Even now, I speak to you about Christians. And I'm criticizing not Christianity, but Christians. I want to make that clear. You don't represent Christianity. Who I'm talking about, because you get impatient with your children, etc., 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 and you resent me because I'm speaking the truth about you, and your kids can see it, but I can see it because you're reacting to me and feel it. I warn you, do not hate me. I represent what you don't, what you think you do, and you'll pay a huge price in your reacting to me on this radio program. I warn you. So it's best that you come out and get it off your chest and tell me I'm a liar, or ask me to help you. I will. But this weekend, don't make it stink with your how can I say, your pretense. Look at yourself. Is everything going all right for you? Are you dying from this? Are your kids okay? Are they running away from you? Are you abusing them? Are they abusing you? Whatever that is cannot be stopped. Through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race, you enter the culture gets inside you, and you're finished. It's not you speaking anymore. It's the extension of Paradise Lost. The only culture that is really valuable is what you lost as a child, but you couldn't help it because you were born into sin. In other words, you're born into culture and the laws of culture, and you will obey them. And then you could have Hitler type of people. You see, in 14 years, Hitler turned this democratic country, Germany, into a murder, for sale, for hire, so to speak. Murder. Even the little children love to murder the good Americans and the good Christians. They knew everything was happening, or didn't. It doesn't make any difference. Either they knew it or not, they would still do it, because they can't stop. Because one man, Hitler, understood how to bring hell into Germany, using the opportunity of discontent and injustice done to the German people in World War I. And I won't go into that. We didn't do right by them, and it brought in the depression that lasted for 10 years, in which case, you know, the world, the relationship with Germany was brewing again, and Hitler was becoming in to take to take advantage of the anger that was there, to exploit the anger, because easy to turn the anger of people against other people to the innocent, because angry people are cowardly. Angry people want to take their frustration out on something, so all you have to do is give them the Jews, because there's less of them and no harm in them. And so that's the reason why Germans are cowards. The Nazis were cowards. The ISIS are cowards. They're all, and so are you, a coward. And you are basically a coward because you give in. You give your life to another person when you give in. You have to learn to say no. You have to know when that pull comes, that you look at it and make it goes away, and say, no, thank you. I always tell you this little story, quick. Maggie, she calls me one day, and I'll cut it in halves. She says, is it okay for me to say no to my grandmother, who wants to give me all these silly presents? I said, can you feel the pull? She says, yes. I feel that. See, I said, that's the pull of evil. I said, now, can you stand up to your grandma and say, no, thank you, without, because you know she's going to go crazy. She got angry with you. Can you not be angry with her? She says, yes, grandpa, I could do that. She calls me grandpa. I'm not a grandpa, but she loves me. Well, it happened. Mother, I know the mother's a real witch. I've known her for a long time, because I've known her daughter, grandma's. I know the daughter, 4 years old, she was violated by her new husband, whatever it was. He violated her, and she let it happen, and she's still with him. She's a wicked old witch. And so her child, 4 years old, has got better, and she has her own children, two of them, two nice ones, and that's the one I'm talking about. And she always sends them to me. And guess what? That 7 or 8 or 9 year old kid, when it was about, she said that. That little 9 year old kid stood her ground, didn't get angry. She got so angry that wasn't able to seduce her. That child. Seduce that child. Obligate, like the lollipop with the guy driving by, to kids. That's how you lose your kids. So she ran out of the. She ran away, threw all the presents in the garbage can, and screaming into the night. And the kid had learned a lesson. Okay, but I'm still reading, but I haven't got much time. Let me see and read as much as possible. And this is a pamphlet I wrote several years ago. The corrupted always return for reassurance to those who corrupted them. A state of mind called the Stockholm Syndrome, but it's really the wrong name. It's because that was done in Stockholm, so it doesn't mean a thing. Millions are driving and walking in their sleep. They look normal, they act normal, but they haven't got the foggiest idea that they're acting out religious or political agendas as if it were their own. Marxists claim there's no way back from their imposed conditioning that's been going on in America for the last three generations. Once the program is completed in any country, it's not possible to turn it back. I say I can do that, but I have to be able to speak on the radio to everybody to help them to understand that they're not themselves. But they think they are. They think they're American. They think they're Christian. They think they're Jews. They're nothing of the sort. Anytime you put a label on something, it isn't God. It isn't godly. But it's the next best thing. But it's very weak. And you could be conquered because you think, and you go to church, you're good on Sunday but bad on Monday. And so you just think, you go to church every day or synagogue, and you run through all the familiar things, that you're a better person. You're like a drunk. If you didn't go to church, you feel guilty. That's why you go to church, to take the guilt away. That's a drug. Anything can be a drug. Anything. Anything can be a drug. And anything can be a trigger that you don't even see it. I told a lady that works with me, that she's 14 years working for me. She's retired. She left my house. I say it again. And when she left, I said, take care, because she's a nice lady. And she's come a long way. And immediately, she said, what do you say? I said, take care. That's my mother. My mother tormented me. And when I left and walked out, she says, take care. And then I said to myself, take care. I'm not going to take care. I'm doing just the opposite. I'm not going to care for myself. I'll walk off a precipice. That kind of thing. And she never knew that when anybody said, okay, take care, no, nobody knew that was happening to her when you said that words. And it kept her a slave of her mother. But mother did too. And you got one of those two in you, whether you liked it or not. And I can help you see it. Keep my program on the air. Thank you.
Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
You know I can't read something without going off into the wild blue yonder. But let me try again. It's still page one. Government, mental health, and social services are dangerous to your sanity and health. You cannot trust social services. Socialism advances through stealth and seduction. Several generations have grown up to love, hate the system identified as America, but it's no longer America. Something's taken its place and playing with your head. Many lovers of the system employed in the government are in altered states of codependence, financially abled for their loyalty. Millions under infernal treatments are no threat to the system. Submissive in mental, physical illnesses, submission in mental, physical illnesses have made them indentured slaves. If they cannot see themselves, then they cannot possibly save the next generation from Soviet Union public schools. They are too busy with two chickens in every pot the parents are, and two cars in every garage. America's prisons are overflowing, not so much with criminals, it's criminals that put them there. They're outside. The ones that are there are the victims. The ones that are really rotten are the parents and the system outside has driven them into madness. And this madness will come back to bite you. The necessary police presence in schools has an additional effect of programming the children to accept future police state. When a sufficient number of socially engineered university students are deputized with degrees of authority, off comes the mask. Boots on the ground will come in the middle of the night, the hours late, and the mainstream propaganda machines holds a dangerous grip on our hearts and minds. Where are the teachers willing to speak out and risk their pensions? or parents and students waking up to realize the ungodly reality they're living in. Our noble military die for freedom everywhere, so you don't have to die in America by atrophy. All you have to do is risk being rotten media mouth of defamation. Let every American with common sense stand up now before it's too late and cry enough. Only then will children's hearts return to the fathers and the children will rejoice. I'm saying there that we're not aware of what's going on. And let me read a little bit more. Here comes the common core. This is going back away. Here comes the common core problem to put the finishing touch to what's left of our country. The president is pumping extra money into the existing school systems for teachers to draw the children away from private schools, and their teachers don't fall for it. And now I'm going to mention people's names because I wrote this many years ago. Representative Jim Bridenstine, Republican, accused President Barack Obama of wanting to bully states into adopting common core systems that will federalize education and eventually empower bureaucracies instead of local governments as it imposes top-down standards. Obama wants to control everything. I'm warning you, you must not give in to that. You have to not give him anything. Not give him anything. Don't obey. Civil disobedience. Everybody stops. You carry on with your life, but you ignore everything. You ignore him. And the police should not ignore what is said about them. They must understand they also must not be demoralized. You understand this? The whole thing is to be demoralized by a sheer number of people who are themselves demoralized to demoralize other people. And that's what's happening. So you have to stop. Christianity has the key. Christianity, this is Good Friday I'm speaking to, it has the key, but you haven't received it. And you have anxiety, you have psychological problems and physical problems, all of which could be cured by Christianity in its purest sense. See, now if I don't want to act like I'm boasting, because who you're listening to isn't me. Even though I'm reading this, I'm changing it as I'm reading it so it makes more sense. It only just gives me a little taste of what I read, so you can get a copy of this. And one of these days we'll be up on the website. You can get that. You can actually get on the website. Go to books and booklets, and you can get these pamphlets. There's 5, 6, 7, 8 pages. And I haven't finished with this yet. I've only done one page. I just interrupted myself. I rudely interrupted myself, I'm sorry to say, but it's true. He and his treacherous forebears have squandered money on demoralizing welfare with devastating results. He claims that every child is exactly the same, and the government, being the closest to the people, needs to be in charge of education rather than bureaucracy far removed from them. Teachers, he asserted, needs to teach the strength and weak tests, or teach the strengths and weaknesses of children, and not specific tests. Obama's budget makes it very clear that we're making an attempt to federalize education in violation of the Constitution. He knows the lengthy time it takes to get the Supreme Court to be irreversible, where the final damage will be done and there's no way back. Do you understand that? No way back. No way back. No way back. No way back. So get up your gutless self and be a real Christian and die for what's right if you have to, but you won't. There's too many of you. Wake up and stop pointing a finger to me and stop believing what your preacher says to me, because your preacher is afraid of me. Your preacher is afraid of Roy Masters. Okay, we'll be right. Okay. May I suggest... I'll give you a gift. I should have said it before. You go to my website, FHU.com, or Antidote for All is a site that has a 7-minute meditation. That's all I want you to do. And when you get better, share it with somebody else and send a donation. Post Office Box 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. The website, my website, with everything on it, is FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. Please support the program with your tax-deducted offerings. Thank you very much. God bless you. Have a nice weekend.